first time presenting, and certainly presenting on this topic, so.
What's your name?
Okay, my name is Paula Pace, and I will be talking about the TPP.
My name is Don Butterfield, and I'm going to talk about rigged trade as opposed to free trade.
And I'm Sue Peters, and I'm going to be talking about the effect of our current banking system in this country on corporations, globalization, the free trade treaty, the effect that the banking system and our monetary system has on corporations and these issues.
Okay.
Paula's going to start.
Oh. So I've actually been aware of trade treaties back from before NAFTA. I've been involved, and really the devastating effect on workers. I've been part of an organization called Local Futures, where the head of the organization, Helen Norberg Hodge, has been talking about corporations and globalization and tying it into the trade treaties. What I only recently became aware of, and maybe all of you have known this for a long time, was what I consider to be the absolutely startling fact that corporations under these trade treaties can sue sovereign governments. And the absolute power of corporations to shape and to benefit from these trade treaties. And what I've seen is that people I've spoken to about the TPP don't seem to know anything about it. Even though on the upside, Elizabeth Warren has absolutely put it onto the front page, and yet people don't seem to know what it's about. I actually understand that, because I think it took me a while to really take it in, even though I was part of an organization where they were talking about it. It's terrifying. It's overwhelming. We can feel totally hopeless about our ability to do anything about it. And it's also abstract. It's very complicated. Last week I heard a journalist on NPR saying, I can't talk about the trade treaties because I'm not a trade expert. So now it's been relegated to the experts. And the proponents of the trade treaty have managed to couch it as a for and against free trade, when in fact it's not. It's not for two reasons. I mean, it's not about free trade. So that if you oppose the treaty, it doesn't mean you are anti-free trade. In fact, there are people who do support free trade who don't support the treaty. Paul Krugman is an example. So I've been thinking about how do we talk about this issue to really reach people who are disconnected from it and don't really connect because of that abstract aspect of it. And in coming on to this panel, that was my idea, was to how do we bring this down so people can really get it and feel it. And I think of all of us as messengers out from here to talk about it, because this is the time where there's a possibility of stopping it. As you probably know, fast track, which is the mechanism for. So the three things that I've kind of distilled as to what I would want to communicate are, first of all, that it's not the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, is not about free trade. It's about corporate rules and regulations that benefit the corporations. Secondly, corporations can sue sovereign governments, and they can sue them on the basis of they're not, on the basis of expected future profits being having a loss in expected future profits. That's a basis that they can, in fact, attack all of our domestic laws. And what that means is that corporation profits trump our domestic laws. So our laws that protect the environment, our laws that protect labor, our laws of health and safety are all potentially up for grabs because of the corporate ability to sue for not having sufficient profits in the future. And these are